Hello.
I was in Hungary probably about 4 years ago for 2 weeks. We shot the I'll Believe in Anything video at the castle. We have a friend of mine and the director's, this friend of ours who we went to high school with, was living in Hungary working in film, doing editing, and he knew a bunch of people that could make this video, and I guess it's, you know, very reasonable to shoot film in Hungary, and it seemed like a lot of fun, so.
I've driven through Budapest like 4 times, but I've never been able to stop here because I've never booked a show here, but I've been on tour and driven through a lot. And one experience I had with Hungary was with my other band. I was coming through from the Serbian border. We had played in Belgrade, and we got stopped by the Hungarian border police because you're entering the EU, and they opened up the back of the van and they pulled out our vinyl records, and they were like, vinyl? Nobody listens to vinyl anymore. And on the back of our record, we have a picture of, actually Arlen produced this record, my other band, and on the back is a picture of Vladimir Putin. The guy looked at it, the border guard, the Hungarian guy looked at it and was like, Putin, catastrophe, and like threw it down. And then he let us go. So that was my only other experience with Hungary.
I was asleep in a hammock. I was dreaming that I was a web. I was a dream catcher hanging in the window of a minivan parked along the water's edge. I'd say that I was all alone. I'd say that I was all alone. I'd say that I was all alone. But I would never be bored as a scorpion in your belly. Oh, shadow on the plains, and the cloud shadow make an island nation on the fabric of this terrain.
We both grew up on the West Coast in Vancouver Island, which is really close to Seattle. So when we were growing up as teenagers, that whole kind of music scene and everything was really like kind of a big part of what we grew up with.
A lot of those bands, like when we were teenagers, the Seattle bands, at least for me, they completely changed my life. They're so, you know, it just seems so cool that they were from our area and were playing music that was became commercial, but like at the time when it was underground was pretty anti-commercial, and that really, I mean, that at least for me, like Sub Pop bands kind of inspired me to start playing music, which so being on Sub Pop now is it's pretty cool. I mean, I like it.
Shelter from the wind so foul, your head into the wind. My KLOC.
I think the band was only about 2 weeks old when I joined.
About a month old, yeah.
Yeah.
We hadn't played any shows before. Arlen joined like one day before we played our first show, so we had one practice and then played a show.
So Dante is more of the new guy.
Dante's the new guy.
Even though he's been in the band for about 4 or 5 years.
Well, we got Spencer. Spencer plays keyboards and sings half of the songs. And we have Dante, who plays bass and guitar and keyboards. So. He's a multi-instrumentalist, and he also sings backup. So.
Why did you apologize to Ocean Liner?
Well, it's a boat, because the Queen Mary first. And it's like a bit nicer boat than this. It's like an old luxury liner. And we were playing a festival called All Tomorrow's Parties in Los Angeles. And we were on this boat, and we had a little bit too much fun. And at one point, a mahogany table went overboard, and a bunch of other stuff got broken. And they kicked us off the boat.
We got banned from the boat. And
And that was happened right after we had finished recording the first record.
Yes.
So it seemed appropriate that...
We should apologize.
The reasons we were apologizing is... when we were goofing around, there was the Winston Churchill ballroom, and we were really worried that by kind of trashing his ballroom, that he was going to come back and haunt us and destroy the band. So it was one of the ways of just resolving our experiences with the spiritual world. Yeah.
Kiss you there, I want you real.
I've read that the song Dear Sons and Daughters of Hungry Ghosts refers to a Buddhist mythology.
In Buddhism and Taoism, there's an idea that, which I don't personally believe in, but I think it's interesting. But like when you die, if your accounts aren't settled with the cosmos, then you're forever condemned to float around, and you're hungry and thirsty all the time, but you can never get full, and you can never get, not thirsty. And we just wrote this new song, actually, because my wife and I were in Singapore, and they had this big festival for the Hungry Ghosts, so they had a stage set up with a band playing and then a bunch of empty chairs. And the idea was the Hungry Ghosts would sit in the empty chairs and be entertained. And then they had strippers. So they had women actually stripping and taking their clothes off and these empty chairs, and they're supposed to be like the grandfathers and the, you know, uncles, the dead ancestors are supposed to be sitting there watching the strippers. So yeah. Never had a proper manager, which is kind of unusual for a band that plays to as many people as we do in North America, and we've had total creative control over whatever we wanted to do, so I don't know, I think our path has been like no path, we just let things happen naturally and like...
Yeah, we keep things pretty honest, we only really make music, you know, we kind of really want to make, and we never really put any expectations of how we want things to turn out. We just get together as a bunch of individuals and everyone just brings what they want to the table musically and we're lucky where it all, you know, seems to come together really well. There's never like, we never set out to be, you know, we're gonna write a single or something, you know, it's just it's way more, you know, kind of kind of free-flowing.
The history is more interesting here, I think, for me, and then the crowds. I haven't played in Budapest, but I played in Bucharest a couple of times last year, in Romania and around, like in Serbia, and I've noticed that the crowds in the this part of Europe are there's just a different energy there. They seem to be really focused on the music and like having a good time and like really intense. So I like that, you know, it makes me happy.
Oh, I find actually audiences are pretty similar in a lot of ways. With America, I think our audiences tend to be a bit more like a college crowd, I guess you'd call it.
University students.
Yeah, where I think everywhere else it tends to be maybe smaller crowds, but maybe a lot more people who are really, you know, involved in music, you know, interested in music.
Yeah, and a good mix of young and older people, too. That's one thing I love about playing Europe that you don't get a lot in America is, you'll have young kids at the show mostly, but then you'll also have, like, you know, older people will come out to the show, like people who would have been into punk music, or in Germany we get a lot of, like, really weird German hippie, older German hippies coming to the show, which I like. You know, it's, in a way, it's better for me to play because, you know, there's a diverse group of people watching you.
past you. Out the window, you wake up teaching the summer call for Anastasia.
The second album for us, I think, was a bit more of a reaction to Apologies, and so the second album for us was a bit more, maybe a bit denser, and a bit more of a difficult kind of listen of a record. With the new record, we've kind of come in between the first record and the second record. I think for just kind of still keeping the music kind of pretty interesting, but But the second record was maybe a bit...
challenging?
A bit more challenging, yeah.
A little more progressive rock. Yeah. There was a bit more of a progressive rock feel in this.
I hope for the new album, just to maybe get to play, you know, a couple of different places, hopefully has a bit larger reach where we can just kind of get to do what we want.
Yeah.
And get to kind of keep going and keep being able to play music.
Yeah, I hope people like it. I mean, I like it, so I'm pretty happy with it. And that's like strange for me because I usually, when we make something, I usually have like some reservations about it. But this record, I don't really have any reservations about it. I'm really satisfied, which feels totally strange to me.
sense that never died. We got oceans that never touch the earth. We dream of seasons that never die. We got oceans that never touch the earth. Gotta go. Thanks, guys. Happy birthday, Sharon. I love you. And cheers. Thanks.
What's going on, dudes? Thanks very much.
Napnál világosabb. Ma reggel. Minden hétköznap 5 óra 50 perctől az M1-en és az M2-n.
Gyorsan helyától itt vártál, Csabi.
Hosszú haj, rövid ész, gondolom.
Petrát választottad, Csabi. Nem tudom, mi ragadta meg a képzeletedet?
Szeretem az állatokat.
Két pandát nézte rögtön. Ebben a játékban ez kedvenc férfi.
Valamilyen Béla.
Essük-e bókáskodj már itt?
Nem csobbant.
Azt hitted, hogy víz van lett? Dehogy is van lett. Puding van lent, és mindenki választhat, hogy vaníliába vagy csokiba akarás.
Maradj talpon! Ma az M1 műsorán.
Balázs meghalt.
Nem értem, ki tehette.
Nekem van egy tippem.
Romlik a reakciós időtéma. Meg kíváncsi is vagy.
Kezelő nyilván kiszúrta, hogy figyeljük.
Ariel!
Kezelő eltűnt, Démon nincs meg. Balázs halott.
Mi van?
És tütöttél a tűzfalamon.
Ki akarsz élni? Gyere! Essünk neki!
Hexion. Ma este az M1-en.
A rehabilitációs osztályról hívom. Van egy betegünk, Vojcsics Emma.
Meghalna legalább, megúsznád!
Anyám a pszichozomival kavar.
Lemegyünk a Balatonra.
Ha velem jönnél, nem kéne többé hazudnod.
Luca, ugye nem szomorkodsz?
Mi értelme volt ennyit készülni, ha most elmentek bulizni?
Álljál már meg, ő az apám gyereke!
Én nem akarom, hogy miattam lemondj bármiről.
Nem is szóltam. Nem is érdekli őket, hogy mi van velem.
Átok.
Senkit ne engedjem be hozzá, amíg oda nem érek.
Akkor nem akarom megúszni!
A sorozat folytatódik ma este az M1-en.